Dear tenors, I'm not too sure if you are still with us. I only have heard, as far as the men goes, from one baritone. I'm still hoping that you are making use of these recordings. And I play for the tenors because there are a few remarks without anybody else, just the tenor line, starting with Gloria in measure 3. Difficult is just the E, that is high enough. And as I explained to the altos, the middle voices, tenors and altos, are the most interesting in the Bach cantata. In the Schubert, they are harmony parts. So sometimes a lot of repetitions and not so interesting intervals, because the altos and the tenors are filling in the harmonies. And that, if you listen to the other parts, it becomes interesting. Just by itself, not so much. Measure 7. Piano. Crescendo of the long note. Forte. The D high enough. That's a nice signal. Sopranos and altos.
Tenors, basses.
Bass, tenor. High E, B. High enough, the C natural. And he wants to insist on Domine uni fili geni dirigenti. A glorious Jesu Christi. Sopran solo in measure 40. And that is nasty. The alto sings this, and you that. So that this dissonance comes. Just imagine this, soprano, and high enough to be natural. High enough, the C natural, and again, when it comes again, it's even more important, high enough the C. In measure 64, Schubert pretends to make a clear repetition of the beginning, but you know that changes later. Again, the beginning is not the hardest part. It's like, that's your note. High enough the E. What did I say about the repetition? But with the basses together in measure 71. That is the changing harmonies. And in measure 74. Don't be impatient. You will get away from that D rather soon. In measure 76. A few more. Crescendo, finally. And the rest I'm not going to play.